poética de Mon Laferte, y esta la pidió Linda Perry. No la pidió, la ordenó. You didn't ask this song, you ordered that song. We played for you, Linda. Ok. Oye, you were working, estuviste trabajando con Pitbull, isn't it? Pitbull too? Tú dijiste que con Pitbull, ¿no?
Oh, yeah, I didn't work with him. He asked to use the WhatsApp sample.
Ah, okay. You know, yeah. What was that? Okay, le pidió usar un sample de WhatsApp para su canción. My question is, this is the thing that I'm interested. I'm an artist. I want you to get involved with my music in some way. Mm-hmm. How do you choose the artist that you're going to work with? ¿Cómo escoges a los artistas con los que vas a trabajar? Because you have worked, has trabajado con Cheap Trick, con Pink, con Gwen Stefani, Faith Hill, very different artists, mm-hmm. Some of them handsome, some of them ugly, some of them pop, some of them rock, some of them country. How do you choose them? ¿Cómo los escoges?
I just go with my instinct and my heart, and sometimes I want to work with people that need, you know, help to become popular. Like, mm-hmm. It's not I don't care how big you are or how small you are. Mm-hmm. I just have to have a connection. We have to have a connection.
Uh-huh.
That's it. And there's been times where I've been, you know, approached by some of the biggest artists, but I felt nothing from them.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm not the right person for you.
Okay, dice ella, bueno, pues, básicamente me dejo llevar por mi instinto y por mi corazón. Y bueno, pues así veo si tengo alguna conexión con el artista. Me han ofrecido desde artistas muy picudos hasta otros que no tanto, pero trato de apoyar artistas que necesitan un impulso, y eso es lo que hago, aunque algunos ya tienen una carrera hecha. Por ejemplo, aquí tenemos química. Si hay esa química, adelante, en eso me voy basando. Pero eso es un privilegio, ¿no? That is a privilege, isn't it? You can choose your artist, not everybody. Sometimes you have to work with him and do it what you want. But I need the money, I need the fame, I need to be in some way connected with the artist. But you can make a decision. That's very
But that's
privilege.
It's not a privilege,
isn't it?
No, yeah. Because I would do it whether I needed to eat or not. Like,
okay.
I would still make the same choices whether I was Linda Perry where I am at now or Linda Perry when I was younger. To me, every decision I make is for my future.
Okay.
You know, for the longevity of my career. If you notice anything about every artist that I ever worked with, I stand behind everything I've ever done.
Me encanta. Dice, bueno, mira, no es un privilegio. No es un privilegio porque yo tomo la decisión de apoyar a tal o cual artista. Y cuando lo apoyo, yo me pongo a su lado y ahí estoy y no me muevo, ¿no? Yo soy Linda Perry, la misma que hace 30 años, la misma que ahorita. Yo soy quien soy, yo decido y yo apoyo. Fíjate que es muy interesante. Estaba viendo una entrevista, le voy a compartir a Linda, con Bryan Cranston, el de Breaking Bad, el actor, y decía él algo. Decía, este show no se trata de drogas ni de tráfico, no se trata de eso, se trata de decisiones. I'm telling to the people, I saw an interview with Bryan Cranston, mm-hmm. el de Breaking Bad, and he said, Breaking Bad is not a show about drugs or dealers or that stuff. It's a history about decisions, where decisions take you. Mm. Some kind of what you're saying right now, isn't it?
Well, it's very important, our decisions that we make, you know. And I think that I can only talk about being an artist and in this music business. So everything I choose in this business can either, like if I stayed in Fort on Blondes,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be where I am now.
Exactly.
I would have burnt out. I would have been really unhappy. And God knows what would have happened. But because I had to make a very important decision very quickly, that decision gave me longevity. It mm-hmm. gave me a legendary status.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me credibility. I've worked with so many different people, and I'm keeping, and I'm going. I'm just starting, baby. I'm just going. I'm starting all over again.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm really happy about that decision. But if I didn't make that decision, I would not be as happy as I am right now.
Está de acuerdo. Dice, todos son decisiones. Si yo no hubiera tomado las decisiones que tomé, seguiría en Fort on Blondes. Me hubiera quemado y no hubiera hecho nada. Sin embargo, tomé las decisiones adecuadas para trascender y hacerme una figura y tener un estatus dentro de esto. Estoy totalmente de acuerdo con ella. De hecho, yo le decía a mi hijo, vente para acá, porque Linda Perry, tú conoces una canción, pero ella es grande, grande. Y yeah. creo que ahora le quedó bien claro. I'm talking about that, my son. I told him, you should come to the interview because Linda Perry is not a small thing. Eh? You heard what's up, yeah, but she had a lot of more stuff. Mm. I was putting all the songs on the car on the way here. And I see his face and I see him very convinced with your music. Mm. Óyeme. ¿Qué pasó con los boletos? What happened with the tickets?
All of them are gone.
All of them are yeah. gone. Perfecto. Great. Ya no hay boletos. Se acabaron los boletos que regaló Linda Perry.
I have a question for you, Linda.
Yes.
What's next with sigue? Linda Perry career? Is there a pending collaboration or project you would really like to do and love?
Dice, ¿qué sigue en la carrera de Linda Perry? ¿Te gustaría hacer alguna colaboración en especial o qué viene?
I've been waiting to do this project for a long time, but what's next on my journey is I'm working on my own album for the very yeah. first time in uh-huh. a really long time. I have a documentary called Let It Die Here, I told uh-huh. you.
Bueno, es que, a ver, una cosa, está ahorita trabajando en su nuevo álbum, hay que estar muy pendientes, eso viene en mi futuro inmediato. Y te dije, me dice a mí, acerca del documental que está a punto de estrenarse, Let It Die Here. ¿Dónde se va a estrenar y va a pasar en plataformas? ¿Cómo se va a distribuir? How is going to be distributed the documentary? It's going to be in some film festivals, isn't it?
Yes, it's in film festivals right now. It's uh-huh. getting really incredible reviews. The movie is, I never meant to make a documentary. It just kind of happened. But it's about how I was struggling trying to figure out who I was uh-huh. through all these songs of writing for you, them, blah, 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 blah. I lost myself. So the documentary is about my songwriting process and how hard I am on myself. Very raw.
Very, very raw.
It's very raw. It's very honest. Some parts very embarrassing. But at the end of it, after the movie was done, I wrote a whole album.
Órale.
And it inspired me, so I'm recording it now.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow, you will hear a bunch of those songs
yeah.
that I wrote.
We got to be there, but the
video.
Tickets are gone. Well, dice ella, de entrada sí, hice el documental. El documental se va a estrenar en festivales de cine. Se llama Let It Die Here. Y bueno, pues yo nunca había pensado hacer un documental. Y cuando lo hice, déjenme decirles que es bastante crudo. Es acerca de mi proceso de composición, cómo me conecté aquí allá, cómo salí de muchos problemas también que tenía. Y es fuerte, pero a la vez me inspiró, abrió algo en mí que me hizo escribir canciones. Y con esas canciones estoy creando el nuevo álbum. Y muchas de ellas las van a escuchar mañana en el festival Era. Time's up, like my therapist say, time's up, Linda.
Thank
you very much for being here. Gracias por estar yeah. aquí.
Gracias.
We love your music. We love
Bye,
you.
Everybody.
You're a charming person.
Thank you
very much. We had some other guests here. I'm going to tell you from me to you.
Right.
Stephen Wilson. Tony Levin, nice guy, but you're the best.
Thank you.
We yeah. can be friends if you want. When you come to Mexico City, yeah. just come to Reactor. Linda Perry, please.
Thank you
very much. Gracias, Linda Perry. We're gonna put the one of the last songs that you chose. That is, déjame ver, aquí está.
Whatever one you want.
Gonna need someone. Lo nuevo de Ringo Starr.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah, yeah.
did you do with Ringo? Tell us, please. Oh. What did you do? How
with
was?
Ringo, I did a whole EP. It's uh-huh. called Crooked Boy.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote all the songs and produced it. And then Ringo played his drums. And then we did vocals. And he let me do the album cover. Do you see the album cover?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I designed the album cover, everything. And I got Nick Valenzi from The Strokes to uh-huh. play guitar on the whole album.
Tocó Nick Valenzi de Los Strokes. Ella hizo todas las canciones, toda la producción, hasta la portada le hizo a Ringo. Isn't that the dream of any composer or
yes.
producer being with a Beatle?
Well, also, the biggest compliment he gave me was, he said, you are by far the best songwriter I have ever worked
wow.
with.
Wow. Wow. Dice, de hecho, le digo, ¿no es grandioso trabajar con los Beatles siendo compositora y productora? Sí, de hecho, dice, el mejor cumplido que me dijo es que Ringo Starr me dijo, tú eres la mejor compositora que he visto jamás. Y he gave you a peace and love sign,
yeah.
isn't it? Linda, thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Gonna need someone. Ringo Starr, Linda Perry estuvo aquí. Linda Perry has left the building. Bye bye.
Ready. Next time. Yeah. Cause I don't think I see that I believe in Jesus. Does Jesus believe in me?